Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Proving once again that I am a semi-professional, I do hit the cue music. This is 1911 University, joined now by Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How do you do, sir?
Good. What's shaking, my friend?
I haven't told you about this. So I did tell you about my problem that I was having with my lever gun.
Right.
So I had spoken to a few people, but then I started looking at the videos, and I had spoken to a bunch of people that take the guns and, you know, mod them up like mine's modded up, and I was trying to figure out what I've done, right? What is it about the ammo? All the ammo I have is that Lever Evolution by,
right.
Is that Winchester? Who makes that?
Hornaday.
So that's what I've got, and that's pretty good ammo. The problem I was having was that when I was running the gun, if I had two rounds in, last round would hang up and not, the tail would be up in the air, the nose would be down, and it would not go in the chamber. Four rounds, fourth round, whatever the last round was, it was not doing it. If I leaned it back, gravity would let it tilt, and then it would go in the chamber. At first, after Roger Ward had slicked up the action, my thought was that it was the ammo, because the ammo got run through the ringer, kept getting fed through there and all this other stuff. I thought maybe it was dinged up, but it wasn't. Turns out that the spring in the magazine tubes, or the inner tube that goes in the magazine, the follower was not pushing it that last round all the way into the chamber.
Oh, the spring was too weak.
It was either too weak or the follower was binding up. So, I make one call to Henry's. And Henry's is not paying me to say this. I make one call to Henry's, and I tell them, I think my magazine spring is messing up because the follower's binding up and is not pushing the last round out. And the girl goes, okay, well, will you tell me your address? And I said, no, I won't tell you my address, and I don't have no damn receipt either. I don't remember when I bought it. It's over there somewhere. I got it as an expense. What are you going to do about it? Oh, I'm just going to send you one. Can I have your address? I said, you're just going to send me one. She said, yes, I am. So they have sent it. It is here.
Bomb! And, that's awesome.
Yeah, and after I get done with this, I'm going to go down there and film the middle part of that review video, because I haven't been able to review that gun because I'll be out there shooting it. That gun, I mean, you've shot it, right? You've shot your 45-70.
Yes.
So the furthest we could get a target out was 70 meters.
Okay.
Right? And, I mean, we were putting headshots in it at 70 meters.
Right. Yeah.
With ghost ring sights. So I wanted to keep the gun. But not if it wasn't going to function. But then I'm like, right. Okay, well, what am I going to do with it? Because I'm not going to sell it if it isn't functioning. I just can't make myself do that. So I think they've solved the problem. We'll find out. I got 4 rounds of ammo that I'm going to run right through it and see what happens when I do that. We will go from there.
Awesome.
I don't know how to act. You know, most of the time that you're calling somebody, they're like, "Well, we're going to have, of course, some going to have some proof of purchase." But then when I think about it, I don't know. I think the retail on this magazine tube is like $25.
Right.
So that means the production, the cost on it is what, probably about $3. So, you know, I guess they're like, well, you know, in the grand scheme of things, who would call wanting a magazine tube with a better spring in it, the inner tube of the magazine, for a .45-70 that didn't really have one of ours? So
right.
I figure.
Yeah, it's not like you're calling to put one in a Marlin or an SKS or something. I mean, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Well, that's good. I mean, Henry certainly has, from what I understand, a very good record of quality control and customer service.
Well, I mean, when you were looking for your gun, and I didn't know what to do, so I just figured, hey, you know what? I'm going to use this whole radio thing, radio guy thing, and call them and say, I'm a radio guy who got one of your guns, and I'm getting ready to view it. One of my sponsors wants one of your guns. And, well, you guys hooked up, and you got 3. You paid for them, but you got 3 guns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't looking for a freebie. I just wanted to be able to buy them at dealer cost, since I'm a dealer.
Right.
You know, and I still haven't shot my brass one. It just hangs on my wall and looks beautiful. A buddy of mine asked me the other day, he's like, are you going to shoot that thing? I mean, it's got a brass butt plate on it. I'm like, nah, it just hangs on the wall and looks beautiful.
How long is the barrel on that one?
You know, I don't know. It's longer than the X. I think it's a 20-inch barrel.
I wish I had a 16-inch barrel altogether with the compensator on it. I wish I had a little bit shorter barrel. Not because I'm trying to get rid of any of the accuracy of the gun, because I'm stunned at how accurate it is. The only thing that is more accurate than that gun, of course, is my latest .45 ACP, which is a Chambers custom gun. But I was just stunned at how accurate that is at that range, because I don't do a whole lot of long-range shooting, you know? Even when I'm training with the AR-15, I'm not really training at distance, because I'm not really, at this particular juncture in my life, I'm not really a distance fighter.
Right.
I need to be very close to where the, where the refrigerator is. Yeah. So, you know, I got that. That's part of my mind think. So, I did take the working man's gun and show my karate instructor, who is a big gun guy, and who's wanting to know about, how to improve his game with his Kimber. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if shooting with me is going to improve your game, because I do some things that other people advocate that actually work for me, and most people look at that as heresy, the stuff that I do, the way I shoot, the way I treat my trigger and everything. They look at it, they think I'm slapping it like I'm a bass guitar player.
You do.
Yeah, but Steve thinks that's just a fresh press.
That's, no. I was watching your video in slow-mo, and this is something that I learned about myself when I was going to the AMU to shoot.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break, so I want you to tell me this. I want to hear what you got to say. Well, just keep it on the top of your head, and you know, just stop doing what you're doing. Write it down right now, and then it'll be there right in front of you. You have to make a cheat sheet while we're going to break.
Okay.
Chambers Custom. Absolutely at the top of their game right now, and this is in an era where the quality that I see in the custom gun market is receding with some of the examples that are getting out there, and there's no consistency out there. The one consistent player out there in that particular strata is Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm talking to Joe Chambers. He's about to tell me about me slapping the trigger. Go, Joe.
Okay, so they had us do this thing where they video recorded all of us shooting a rapid fire string, and then they took us back in the training room and they said, all right, how many of you guys think that you do not remove your finger from the trigger when you're shooting? And I don't know, there's 20-plus guys in there, and more than half of us put our hands up.
Yeah.
And they went down the list and showed us the video. And there was only two dudes in the whole room that didn't remove their finger from the trigger.
Okay.
And I was not one of them. So yeah, but every time you shoot, when you remove the finger, your finger from the trigger, one, you're wasting time on speed, and two, you're losing the tactile function of your finger on the trigger in the precise spot that you want it to be when you take the first shot. And so, you know, if you study any of these guys who are speed shooters, one of the things that they say, if you want to shoot fast and accurately, is you never move your finger forward more than it takes to reset the trigger. And it's a learned skill. You know, you have to practice that a lot. You have to practice just releasing the trigger to reset and then pressing again immediately, and that's how dudes get really, really fast. But if you're taking your finger off the trigger, you're costing yourself time and you're costing yourself motor skill function because you're not getting the same exact placement you had when you took that first very precise shot.
All right.
What I'm trying to tell you is taking your finger off the trigger during a string is bad. Don't do that.
Well, but I was hitting the target the whole time. Joe, that gun was so accurate, I was hitting. I quit shooting center mass and just went and started shooting headshots.
Oh, I know. It's an accurate gun.
It's a very accurate gun. It forgives me. I forgot to tell you, after I got done, it did give me a stern talking to about coming off of the trigger, but it was like, but you hit the head each and every time. So I'm going to let you slide this time, Pilgrim.
I did think your one comment to the guy on Instagram or YouTube was funny.
The one that called me a FUD?
Yeah. That surprised me. I'm not going to lie. I'm being honest with you. It surprised me to see you respond in that manner. I was like, oh.
Well,
being called a FUD.
Well, no, it wasn't so much that. He just said that. He didn't say why. He didn't say was it. So, like, I know that some people. So, okay. So, in the Chambers Custom review where I took the gun shooting, which was an absolute joy to do, and I'm going to do just the first chance I get again because I got plenty of ammo to shoot out of it. I got a comment from some cat who said FUD. Now, he didn't tell me why he said FUD. He didn't say it's because I'm a FUD. He didn't say because the gun has FUD tendencies or whatever. He just said FUD. So, typically, before I go off on somebody, I will click on their name and go look at their, if they have a channel, if they've ever put up any video or something. This dude has a channel. He has, like, 2 subscribers, and the only video he's got up is an IDPA video that he posted that is somebody else's video. It's not his video. So whenever somebody comes in and wants to talk to me about how I shoot a video or how I execute a video, my first thought is, well, let me go see what you've done, pal. And this dude had done nothing, so I suggested that he go have, he go do something very bad to himself. And he didn't comment on that. He did not come back at me. I guess he just sort of thought he was going to drop that and just run away. I normally, see, if they want to come back and engage me, I'll engage them with that, Joe. But, I mean, when they get out there and just drop that off, because that's, I'm going to leave that up there. I'm going to leave that up there for all of the denizens of YouTube to find, because one thing I can't stand is internet anonymity.
Well, I totally agree with you. I dealt with that for years, and that's why I got off the forums.
Would you like me to handle your comments and go back on the forums with you?
No.
Well, I mean, you do the Patreon thing, though, now.
Right.
Do they have comments on the Patreon thing?
Oh, yeah, but people have to pay me to abuse me there.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I had not thought about that, where they have to pay you to abuse you. I haven't ever done a Patreon thing. I make, right now on my YouTube channel, I'm making a whopping $76 a month.
That's amazing.
That's not even 3/4 of a gallon of gas or a tank of gas for my car right now, for my pick'em up truck. But I'm making it on a regular basis. Making it on a regular basis. But yeah, the next thing I'm going to do with this working man's gun is I'm going to take out Brett Dunn, who is a competitor, who builds guns, and he is a classical shooter, the kind you'll like. His finger doesn't come off the trigger. Very, very, very deliberate. And my dentist, who, he just has fun with it, and we'll let them shoot it, because those two guys can actually afford one if they want one.
How was your buddy that shot it in the video? How did he like it?
Well, one of them is Mark, who that's his range that I shoot at, and he likes them. He shot everything you've ever sent me. All of those videos have been done at his range. So he's got to shoot the Night Fighter, the Night Stalker, my C, and my.
Did you disappear?
Am I not being heard again? Okay. I keep going in and out for some reason. Yeah, we were thinking it was going to be a big thunk, but it was a nice, soft, controllable thud. And his son, who is a former Marine Corps captain that just got out of the Marine Corps, he was shooting it too, and he's always shot M9, so that was his first experience with a 1911. Well, how many people get to say that my first experience with a 1911 was a Chambers Custom? Nobody gets to say that, unless they know me. In any event, we're coming up on the next break. I don't know if Joe hears me or not right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Can you hear me? But I went away again.
The home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting, who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
There was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it, and he was quite motivated to carry out the attack. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
Investigators say Robert Cremo III took aim and fired 83 rounds at spectators from a rooftop, stopping to reload his rifle. Then he made a run for it in women's clothing, leaving his gun behind. After an eight-hour manhunt, Cremo was captured and confessed. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. Paxlovid is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 infections in adult and pediatric patients with positive results who are at risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalizations or death. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. More information about Operation North Star is being issued.
Members of the U.S. Marshal Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. LeDron Reynolds says the operation was concentrated on fugitives who committed violent offenses such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery.
This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Currently, I apparently have leftist radio gremlins messing with me. I drop off. I come back. I drop off. So, Joe, if I drop off again, I'm probably saying something that was very, moving and profound that you just don't get to hear. But, yeah. So, I'm curious. Since you were talking about the trigger work and everything else, so do you and Steve ever talk about trigger manipulation?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I don't know. I'd have to think more on that. We haven't talked about trigger manipulation in a long time. Steve's pretty simple about that stuff. Press the trigger. Keep the sights on target.
Yeah, his technique is he would not be able to write a book on shooting, would it? It'd just be like a postcard.
It would be short.
I mean, his red dot sight class, which uh, I and moving more and more to red dots. When I was showing the gun to my karate instructor, he's like, well, how do you like the red dot? And I was like, well, I love them. That's why that gun has no backup sights.
Right. Yep.
And what I've done, now, at first when I stuck it out there without that front sight to bring down in line, I had 2 nanoseconds of confusion, and then I just thought to myself, do you know how to aim a Claymore mine?
No, I've never had the pleasure of doing that.
So when you aim a Claymore mine, you actually have what looks like a rear sight on the back of it, and you take and you angle it down till the edge of the rear sight vanishes, and all you see is a level plane. So because of the height, and I was trying to explain this, and maybe you can help me with this, because of the height of where you mount your optic, which your optics, when you look at the way Joe's optics are mounted, they look like they are just a slight hair. They're not evenly there. They're sort of leaning down to where the glass is actually in line with the surface of the slide. So if you take and just do that thing where you just have the level plane, then I don't need the front sight. The dot comes up really fast, and it's just a natural pointing gun.
Now, I did have a question for you.
Sure.
I noticed you're wearing your special color glasses.
When?
When you were shooting.
What was I wearing? No, I wasn't wearing my colored glasses for that. That was a pair of Oakleys. My Inchroma glasses, I can wear them, but I get two problems out of them. First of all, whenever I put those on, I'm confused beyond belief. I have lived for, at the time when Roger gave them to me, Roger Ward, I had lived for 59 years without seeing color. So putting them on, while it was wondrous, I have no idea what I'm looking at. I don't know how you guys have memorized all the colors. All the names of them. My grandchildren love it because whenever I wear those, they get out their crayons and they say, now this is this and this. The other thing is that wearing them for any prolonged period of time gives me a really bad headache.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because your brain isn't used to seeing color like that?
I guess. I don't know. My glasses have blue blocker in them. So now that I have seen color, I can see the blue blocking glasses also give me a little bit of color spectrum, and that's why I don't wear my glasses all the time either, because it's, you know, when I'm shooting, if I wear my glasses, item number one is I can't shoot with both eyes open because my glasses just won't let me do that. It gives the reticle. And the hollow sun gets sort of a ghost look to it when I've got my glasses on. And I want to keep both eyes open because when I shoot with both eyes open and I dial that in, I can go really fast and hit the target exactly where I want it to be. But, yeah, the Inchroma glasses, they are miracles. And at the same time, it's a little overwhelming. To be honest with you, it's a little overwhelming to get out there and look at color. Now, I was shooting, and this is how bad it was. I was shooting at a head target, and I was missing it because it looked like it was the same color as the background of it. So I was losing it in the embankment, and I was missing it.
Gotcha.
Can be a little frustrating at times, but, you know, I have to sit back and just have to cope with it and try to, whenever I'm shooting at targets, I try to get them painted a opposite color, whatever the background is.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That just helps me a little bit. But, yeah, the Inchroma glasses, they're miraculous things, and at the same time, they're quite, I've never tried to shoot with them. I might try that. Because now that I've got my lever gun running the way it should, or I presume it's going to run the way it should, I'll take it and my shotgun out that I've never shot. I've got a Mossberg M88 Maverick, just a basic throwaway shotgun, and I haven't really shot it. I'm going to review that and go out and shoot the, you know, make part two to the Chambers gun.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you one thing that I'm finding, though. I've been getting some comments about I have to live vicariously through you because I'll never be able to get one of those. And I know, and I don't want to seem like a heretic or something, but if there was one gun that was the gun, the great gun of your life, is it worth it if you got 50 guns sitting in a safe? Is it worth it to go look at those? Is it worth to look at those 50 guns and say, I need to get rid of some of these because I want that one?
Well, I don't have to do that because I work for a living. But yeah, I guess.
I don't know anybody that's got 50 guns, Joe, that doesn't work for a living now. Be honest with you. Just be honest with you. I don't know that.
But yeah, I feel where you're coming from. Yeah, I think, we have clients that have done that. You know, that we have a number of clients that over the years, you know, they've collected a ton of guns, 1911s in particular, and they have an experience with one of our guns, whether it's a friend or, you know, it's at a class and they get to demo one or whatever, and they sell four or five guns and place an order. And that's, you know, that's amazing. I have one client that before he got a gun from me, he said he had 78 custom 1911s.
Wow.
And multiple others on order. And he bought one of my guns off of a forum from me secondhand. And over the course of the next couple of years, he sold off every other 1911 he owned to buy nothing but our guns.
Well, that's it, man. That's the thing about those. And I'll make the point when we get back, coming up on the next break. Joe, you can follow Joe on social media. Everything is Chambers Custom, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, except for Patreon, where it is 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this is the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The Chambers gun, I sent a picture of the Chambers gun when I got it with a tape measure next to it, going from the trigger guard to the end of the barrel, so for him to figure out how long the light rail was on the bottom of it, and then he made a fit like a glove holster off of, for it, just off of that. Gene DeSantis did that. Off of that one picture. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is a 1911 university. Were we still talking about trigger manipulation or what?
I think we've moved on.
Moved on. So let's move on. So moving on, What I have not asked you, because I've been concentrating so much on this one gun that was coming, that's here. I haven't asked you about what might be new. Is something new coming? Like on Instagram, you've got a picture of this is the one time when Joe had an idea to do 22 conversion guns. Are you making a 22 1911?
No. I did.
Okay.
Years ago. They were awesome. They were a real pain in the bagookus.
Love it when you talk technical like that. That's just...
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of engineering, a lot of finish work, a lot of machine time. So I made, what did I make? I made 25 aluminum ones and 20 steel slide ones.
Wow.
Yeah, they were, I mean, they're awesome, but they were a lot of work.
I know what I was going to say, because when you were talking, see, that doesn't surprise me, because we were talking about the guy, one of your clients that had just a huge collection of 1911s, all custom 1911s, all this other stuff. Anybody that collects 1911s that has more than one or two, once they get in, break into that that rare air of that price point, things become less of a thing about money then, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think once you realize what quality is, you see it in a lot of different aspects. I see it in, you know, ARs. You know, people start out and they buy an inexpensive AR of some sort.
Right.
They like it. And so then they buy a nice gun, they get a Knights, or they get a Sons of Liberty Gun Works, and or a BCM, or, you know, a Daniel Defense, or something, you know, top tier. And then next thing you know, they got four or five of them, because they realize what quality is.
Right.
I mean, I think for the most part, the majority of us would do that with a lot of things in our life if we had the expendable income.
Right.
You know, I mean, cars. I mean, I would love to own a McLaren, you know, or 10. But it's not in the cards. I have other things to spend money on, like $2.
Well, I mean, you know, as far as that goes, I'm I don't know how much cars are not my thing. As far as, I mean, I'm very happy with my pickup truck. There's a lot of other things I would rather, but I see what you're talking about as far as that kind of thing. And for guns, I mean, with guns in a lot of cases. But the difference is, I think, with your guns, it's when they get them in their hands and they actually shoot the gun.
Oh, yeah.
This is where they start opening, after they've shot a Chambers gun, this is where they open the safe and start assessing. Well, do I need that? Do I need that? How many do I have to sell to get one of these? Let me see.
Right.
Well, I'm doing it right now. You know, they move on that. And in any event,
I have an interesting gun coming in. Well, I have two guns coming in next week, actually. They're interesting. One is a gun that I ordered back in April. It's a Sons of Liberty Gun Works SBR. Pretty excited about it. And the other one is a Taurus 1911, one of the new ones that they're building in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm pretty excited about that one, because I had quite a few conversations with Taurus. I know the president of Taurus pretty well. We've been friends a long time. And he asked me if I would be interested in doing an online review of it, you know, doing the math. And I was like, well, heck yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's around $1,000 gun, maybe sub 1,000, I think. And I think there's a place in the market for quality guns in that price point. You know, that's kind of the entry level. And that's why I've done a lot of reviews of Rock Islands and, you know, guns of that nature, because there's a lot of interest in, okay, what kind of quality can I expect for sub $1,000? And there are certainly guns out there that are better than others in that price point. So it's been fun and interesting to sort of be able to nail down the pluses and minuses of guns that anybody working a day job can buy.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, can literally go to the store today and buy. They don't have to wait. They don't have to save up for a year. You know, it's not a stretch for most people to buy a gun like that if that's what they really want. So it's interesting to see, you know, to be able to look at the numbers from something that, you know, Taurus for a long time was seen kind of as a real low-end option, quality-wise. And they've turned the corner now, it appears. We'll find out next week. But, you know, talking to the guy there, it seems that they've turned the corner and they're coming around to something that could be truly truly special, which is
Taurus takes chances. They do something a little different than the gun industry, and if they actually did something that if they put out a really, really good quality product, I don't understand why they wouldn't take off. I've got this one comment that came in 58 minutes ago on the Chambers gun. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this guy, he calls himself Therapist Shooter 777. I believe he is one of your clients. Thank you for reviewing Chambers stuff. I used to own many 1911 and 2011 style guns. I understand why you can't name them because you're in the business. But I'm not, and I can tell you I've owned blank, 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 and blank. These companies all make nice looking guns, but compared to Chambers, they are garbage. I sold them all for more chamber stuff. The finish on them was very nice, but the fit is basically the same as a $1,500 Dan Wesson. After 1,000 to 2,000 rounds, they would always be wiggling the slide to frame fit, and that's not even opening the discussion on barrel fit. And the crazy thing is most of those guns were in or close to the same price as Chambers. They sell Dan Wessons with good-looking upgrades and pretend their guns should cost $5,000 plus. If you want a good-looking gun, any of those companies will do, but if you're actually going to shoot your guns, get a Chambers.
There you go.
Therapist Shooter 777. Yeah. I don't know if that sounds like anybody you know. I would imagine that, I sit out here and I'm like, I've got two Chambers guns, but Joe's got people that have 13, 15. I mean, I'm just a newbie still. Listen, I'm about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful Independence Day holiday.
Thanks, man. You as well. I know you guys got something going on up there, so I want to hear about that next week.
We'll do it.
As for me, I'll be back here again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been, not once, not ever, about gun control. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.